Consider this statement. She pulled a little handkerchief out of her muff and began to sob heavily into it. Muff. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Muff. A Case of Identity.
Muff. Muff.
What does this sound convey?
Muff. Muff.
What does it mean?
Muff.
Of course, we could go to the dictionary and look up its meanings, but these might be out of date. Language, words, and meanings are not fixed. We are, thank God, not French.
Would a muff by any other name smell as sweet?
So what's the first thing you think of when I say muff to you? Would it help if I described it? Because I'm playing with my friend's muff at the moment. It's soft and furry and can be used to contain many things. It is, by and large, quite a capacious muff as well, though it could probably do with a good clean. Yes, as I sniff it. Yes, it is a dirty, stinky muff.
Muff.
Hopefully you will be laughing, because you will get the joke.
Muff.
Or you might have switched off by now because you think I'm being indecent. Well, A, you're probably right. And B, if you've switched off, well, you can go fuck yourself, because you can't hear me say this anymore. Muffs are immensely useful in the trade of the double entendre, because they can be both an utterly innocent item of clothing and slang for a cuntastic, well-thatched lady garden. Oh, don't sound shocked. If you kept going after innuendo and outright Anglo-Saxon, playful descriptions of someone's cuckoo's nest vag lining cannot come as much of a surprise. If you are shocked, there's probably not much point in you stopping listening, because, you know what, you've come this far. And, more importantly, you can't unhear what you've already heard. Where was I?
Muff.
Oh, yes, the beauty of the word muff. It's versatile.
Muff.
Unlike the crude innuendo of, say, Mrs. Slocum's pussy, which is at best a blunt instrument, the muff has an active entrance. It is warm and inviting, like the best cunts can be. The muff invites fingers and even whole hands to explore, to welcome such visitations, and can even be used to keep things in if you're so inclined. So the imagery works fairly well. And once the idea has lodged in your mind, been played with and explored, then there really is no way back. A muff is, from now on, whether you like it or not, a cunt. A snood, on the other hand, is definitely never a foreskin.